This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
It's been a great start to the NFL season, and it's only getting better at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. DraftKings is kicking off another week of action by giving new customers a can't-miss offer. Just bet $1 on any football game this week and receive $150 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps to receive $150 in free bets. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps to receive $150 in free bets instantly. This week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
We kick off hour number three of the program. Don't forget to swing by the Axe House in Pigeon Forge today and see the drive and talk sports from noon until 6. They'll be broadcasting live their great specials on food and drinks out there all weekend and for tomorrow's tailgate event there. Tell them you heard about them right here on Fan Run Radio. It's a double remote, noon until 6 this afternoon at the Axe House in Pigeon Forge.
I went to the one in Sevierville. I like to go to the one in Pigeon Forge. That pizza is so good.
Mm-hmm. You got a good deal on it this weekend, too.
Oh, yeah? The Mountain Man? Or just all their pizza? That Mountain Man pizza is so good.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's good.
All right. Let's get down there.
The Gators Wire staff predictions are in.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What you got?
You want them?
Yeah.
Adam Dubin, managing editor. You want me to read what he says or just the final score?
Read what he says.
It's kind of lengthy.
Oh.
Says, Florida and Tennessee are two programs seemingly headed in opposite directions. The boys from Rocky Top hit rock bottom in 2020 when they went 3-7 in a COVID-shortened season. The fact of the matter is that Florida was able to rebound under Dan Mullen while Tennessee's program remains in a tailspin. Things have not changed much so far in 2021 either. Tennessee is last in the SEC in passing yardage, and neither quarterback has taken reins of the team. They've also lost 5 fumbles and ranked 62nd in the country on third down conversions. Oh, and they've surrendered the most sacks in the SEC thus far. Not great, Bob. Shut up. Don't steal our lines, you moron. Mm-hmm. The Gators, however, cannot rest on this inferior Vols squad. They have managed to cause some trouble on the ground, albeit against mostly weaker competition. But our fifth in the SEC in rushing. That said, I expect Florida's offense to click while the defense smothers Tennessee quarterbacks, regardless of who plays. Final score, Florida 49, Tennessee 10.
Oof.
If we lose 49-10, oof, things will not be good around here. Tyler Natuno says he's impressed with the way Florida played against Alabama. Expects both Tennessee quarterbacks to play. Compliments the Tennessee ground game. Says Tennessee is a team that could improve throughout the year, and brighter days should be ahead, but Saturday will not be one of them. Florida 38, Tennessee 17. David Rosenberg, staff writer. Joe Milton, not the answer. He compliments Dan Mullen for sitting Anthony Richardson against Alabama to preserve his health. Mullen keeps saying there aren't moral victories in college football, but this Florida team has to feel more confident after the last three quarters they played against Alabama. Confidence carries over. Florida 42, Tennessee 17. Pat Dooley.
Oh, yeah, I know his name. He's been there a long time, hasn't he?
Yep. Tennessee's offense is still a work in progress, and Florida should be able to dominate the game on the defensive side of the ball. The real danger is that the Vols have absolutely nothing to lose.
There you go.
Except a losing streak.
That's what I came in with this morning.
Florida,
nothing to lose.
Florida's handling of the quarterbacks should be the story of the game. Florida 34, Tennessee 14.
Getting better, all right.
That was it. That was the only ones.
Oh, I got Rob Lust of VolQuest. You want the other side of it?
Sure.
Given how Florida looked in the trenches on both sides of the ball against Alabama last week, I think this is a tough matchup for the Vols. Tennessee's production on the ground against Bowling Green has skewed their averages, but since the Vols really haven't pushed people around up front and the backs haven't made any big plays, maybe getting Cooper Mays back sparks some improvement. But the ground game has been underwhelming the last 2 weeks, and that was against far less talent than they're about to face. Tennessee's passing game just hasn't been real efficient, and we've all seen the missed opportunities down the field. I don't think it matters who Heupel plays at quarterback on Saturday, and I doubt Florida does either. If Tennessee is going to hang around in this one, they're going to have to find a way to move the chains. I don't think Heupel cares with his style of play, but the Vols have lost the time of possession in each of the first three games.
Doesn't care.
Stringing together multiple drives of 2 minutes or less in the first half on Saturday will be a disaster for the defense with how Florida has run the ball to this point. The Vols' numbers against the run look great, but those numbers have been compiled against the 129th, next to last, rushing offense in the nation in Bowling Green, the 95th-ranked rushing offense in Pitt, and an Ohio Valley Conference opponent. Meanwhile, Florida ranks second in the nation in rushing at 335 yards per game. Oof. Tennessee will need to decisively win the turnover battle. Mm. Florida has thrown five interceptions.
I don't think we won the turnover battle since like 1990-something.
Play clean and make some plays on special teams to go into the fourth quarter with a chance to win. The score, Florida 38, Tennessee 17.
Mm. Eric Sorensen of Athlon Sports.
All right.
I'm not going to do the big breakdown. Says when Florida has the ball, it will be fun. Saturday down,
what?
He says, as a Saturday Down South headline said earlier this week, Tennessee's run defense is elite, but the Vols haven't seen anything like this Gators attack. And it's true. Vols are fifth nationally in rushing defense, allowing only 54 yards a game. But any team that can outrush Alabama 244-91 deserves an all caps yikes. The Gators are second nationally on the ground, and yet they don't have a single running back in the top 75 rushers. Anthony Richardson leads the Gators with 275 rushing yards in the first two games. The good news is that the running backs have been an effective committee with Malik Davis, Damian Pierce, and Naquan Wright combining for 433 yards on the ground. Doesn't want to bury the lead. His final analysis, so bizarre that both of these teams have starting quarterbacks who were on the bench with injuries last week and are questionable for Saturday, but at the same time, Hooker and Jones both played admirably, so no big drop-off if they remain behind center. That's weird to say that about Jones, considering he is, in fact, Florida's starter. And sure, there's a chance that the blue and orange Alligators might have a little hangover effect due to the coulda, shoulda, woulda aspect of losing such a close game to Alabama. The opening line of 22 is too much, considering the potential of this volunteer squad. But on another note, when was the last time the Gators had back-to-back losses in the swamp? Enough said. Prediction, Florida 35, Tennessee 20.
That's not the worst.
Do you think we keep Florida under 40?
I don't think their offense will score 40. We might give up a punt return or a pick six or a scoop and score or something like that. Or give them a, you know, a cheap touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, we'll do our score predictions later, but high 30s, low 40s, it kind of seems where most people think Florida's going to be. It's more how much do people think Tennessee can do against their defense that's more a little more variable, I guess.
Do you want to know how many of the CBS Sportsline writers picked Tennessee straight up?
Zero.
Out of one, two, three. Out of seven.
Still zero.
You got a prediction? Or a
picked
guess?
Picked us to win?
Mm-hmm.
Zero.
One.
Zero. How many of the seven picked us against the spread?
Oh, see, that's a good question.
Two. I don't know.
Yeah, I'll go two. I like that.
Three.
Two. Hickman. Just trust the experts here, bud. just roll with the experts. It's not a problem. The only two to pick Tennessee to cover were Chip Patterson.
Yeah, he's been there for a minute.
I just don't really know what he does. And then Barrett Salee, esteemed journalist.
Chip Patterson.
Barrett Salee. Hmm. No score predictions from those guys. Just Florida to win and Tennessee to cover for Salee and Patterson.
Jared wants to know where Brandon Turnage is, because we heard all fall camp about how impressive he
That's
was, but he hasn't.
He's probably out there on special teams if you you look around a little bit.
Maybe. Yeah.
We heard about him in the preseason or the fall camp.
I'm sure the covering
you
practice
did.
Guys were like, he looks great stretching.
Hey, here's your boy Pete Futak of College Football News.
2014 Josh Norman.
Who?
Pete Futak. We read his stuff quite a bit. He says, why Tennessee will win? It's, says,
is it because
says,
anything is possible?
We'll stop the run and... Says we'll play good defense. That's how we're going to win.
Kind of goes back to my philosophy.
Florida will win because Tennessee will turn the ball over. What's going to happen is Tennessee loses 38-17, according to Futech. Any other? Oh, FanDuel has a. You guys heard of Devin Platana?
No.
He's a blogger for FanDuel Sports.
What's he think?
I don't think he actually gives a prediction. He just gives a bunch of stats. According to win percentage, Florida is a 95.8% favorite to win the game outright.
Okay.
What's that according to?
FanDuel. I don't know. This guy.
I can see where the money's at. I'll check that.
Florida is 29-20 in all 49 games against Tennessee. The most recent meeting, Florida won 31-19. I mean, we lost by 12 last year. Are we that much worse and they're that much better? Are they better than they were last year?
In fairness, they didn't play in the second half.
I'm sorry?
They gave up. Like, I mean, they just were like, let's get home. We had those garbage time touchdowns.
We had one.
They were fighting for a playoff spot. They wanted to get their guys out of there injury-free.
Florida is 12-2 straight up in its last 14 home games. Did you know that if Mullen loses one more game in the Swamp, he will be tied with Spurrier for losses? I think this was his
Swamp?
Mm-hmm. This was his sixth loss in the Swamp. Spurrier only had seven in a billion years down there.
Yeah.
Kind of crazy. The total has hit the under in 13 of Tennessee's last 18 games. Florida only 2-5 against the spread in their last seven games. One of them being against Alabama. So there's a couple of stats for you. Just throw those out there.
Yeah. We got to do our playoff waiver wire next.
Is anyone going to make a move?
I can't remember who the teams are.
Right now, Adam has Iowa State, Notre Dame, UCLA, and Penn State. Bruins went down. Nate, you have Alabama, A&M, Florida, and BYU. Houston, you have Ohio State, Georgia, Oregon, Cincinnati. I have Oklahoma, Clemson, Ole Miss, and Iowa. Right now, the waiver order is Hickman, Kress, myself, and then Nate.
Okay. And then 15 minutes from now.
Oh, yeah. It's helmet time, baby.
It is. It's helmet time.
Let's draw them.
Hickman's pumped.
Uh-huh.
If I go automatic death 3 weeks in a row.
Oh, dude, you're the Silver Surfer right now. You are you're king. You're Mr. Yep. Magnet majority, when it comes to number four helmet.
Majority of the money is on the balls to cover. You got to remember, that started off, I think, around 21.
2021, yeah.
So, and then it's down to 18 and a half.
Good times.
But out of over 4,000 bets, 86% of the money's on Tennessee.
All right. Come back with more Hour 3. Stick with us on 3 and Out. Tennessee. Lord, I've really been real stressed. Down and out, losing grass. Although I am black and brown, some problems got me pessimistic. Some brothers and sisters keep messing up. Why does it have to be so damn tough? I don't know where I can go. So let these ghosts down. This segment brought to you by the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. Online at tvacreditunion.com. Swing into one of their branches and become a member, or just do it online. It's the official credit union of 3 and Out. We love them. Been sponsoring the show for a long time now. And their customer service is unmatched. Anything a bank can do, they got you covered. Savings, checking, boat loans, car loans, mortgage, HELOC, anything you need. The Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union is the place to go. TVACreditUnion.com. Anybody making waiver changes? Hickman, you're up first. You sitting tight?
I'm sitting for now.
You're sitting.
Hmm.
Okay. Kress, Davey?
I'm up next, right?
Are you next?
I think so. Dave, you said I'm second, correct?
Yeah.
Unprofessional punk is what he is.
What?
Sorry, I was looking back. It's the one-year anniversary. Forgot about that.
Of?
Jeremy Pruitt getting his extension.
Happy anniversary.
God.
I heard a rumor that there's no way he doesn't get some portion of his buyout, that Tennessee's scared of what he might actually say. So maybe when he said he was going to let the chopper spray, he was serious.
Mm. Yeah, I've also started to hear that he's going to get a couple mil.
So you just took what I said and just reset it?
No, I said I've also heard. I don't want to give the exact number, but it's we'll say it's between 2 and 4 million.
Ah, worth it. What was his? It was going to be 13.
I should know this, but I can't remember what it increased to after we gave him the extension.
Mm.
Which some people thought was a good idea. Did you say you're going to take any waiver picks, or are you sitting still?
I'm looking at my teams here. I mean, all my teams are in the top 10. Yeah, I'm good. I got 4 in the top 10. I'm feeling pretty good about that. I'm going to stay.
Yeah, I don't plan on doing anything.
Nate?
Staying tight. Hanging tight. BYU got a big
win. I'm surprised you're rolling with A&M as long as you are. I know they're 7th, but whew.
Well, I mean, if they beat Arkansas, a ranked team this week, it's...
Yeah.
I mean, sure. But then they go Mississippi State, Alabama at Missouri.
What's the better option?
I mean, I could pick Arkansas, I guess. Hope they win this week, but it's...
I mean,
same type of thing.
If you gun to your head right now, who are you picking in that game?
No clue.
Really?
Like, I get Arkansas beat Texas, but, like, outside of that, there's still some question marks that they have.
They struggled with Rice for a half, and then didn't A&M beat Rice, like, 34-9? Like, there's these
weird... They struggled with Rice because they were looking ahead to Texas.
I think they struggled with Rice because they just started the season and didn't play very well. I mean, maybe. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know which team's going to show up.
They still
for
won by 21 points. Then they beat Texas by 19. They took care of Georgia Southern. A&M's favored by 5.5. I think Arkansas is going to win that game. A&M can't throw the ball. Arkansas defense shut down Texas. I'm just saying, I think Arkansas's got it going on a little bit right now. I could be wrong. Isaiah Spiller has not had a good start to the season.
I'm just saying it depends on which team shows up for each team. They've both been inconsistent within games.
I just haven't seen a good game from A&M yet. I've seen one really good game from Arkansas.
Okay. It wasn't Rice that A&M played.
It was Kent State.
Well,
they beat New Mexico, I think, 34-0.
Yeah, they did blast New Mexico. Of course, they suck. So I don't remember. It was Texas beat Rice 58-0.
The week after Arkansas beat them?
Arkansas handled Texas pretty easily.
They beat Rice by 21.
Arkansas struggled with Rice.
They were looking ahead to Texas. I bet my life on it. And it worked. Spent all summer prepping for the Longhorns, and it paid off. Your SEC games this week, you guys might want to pay attention here real quick if we got to do our save picks in the next segment.
That's right.
Number 2, Georgia at Vanderbilt at noon on SEC Network. I'd expect a lot of backups for Georgia to play. They are a 35-point favorite against Vanderbilt. That actually seems kind of low. Does Vanderbilt score?
No.
Okay.
Maybe a field goal.
LSU at Mississippi State. Mississippi State, actually a 56% chance to win.
That's another game.
In the matchup predictor, but LSU favored by 2.5.
That's another Jekyll and Hyde game. Just depends on who shows up for those teams.
Missouri at Boston College. Who cares? Actually, okay, my mistake. Missouri's favored by 1.5. Boston College, a 72.4% chance of victory in this game, according to the FPI. Boston College is 3-0. I don't know if they're any good, but they're 3-0. As you mentioned, Texas A&M at Arkansas. That will be in AT&T Stadium, Arlington. That's Jerry's World. 3:30 on CBS. Georgia State at number 23, Auburn at 4. Auburn, a 27-point favorite against Georgia State. Obviously, we know Tennessee at Florida, 7 p.m. Kentucky at South Carolina, also 7 p.m. Kentucky, a 5-point favorite. Get this, though, Nate. South Carolina, a 56% favorite, according to the FPI, to win the football game outright. And then your nightcap, Southern Miss at Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
Alabama,
that one.
A 45-point favorite.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
45?
Big numbers for the Crimson Tide hosting Southern Miss, the Golden Eagles.
Remember when Southern Miss used to be kind of good? They used to be like a kind of dangerous,
yeah.
could upset.
Yeah, like Brett Favre. Yeah.
In it? No. Not then.
Good Lord. You don't even know. You don't even remember that. You were like -8. Yeah, not the greatest slate of games. I mean, there's a couple games that are big for, I guess, what we...
If Tennessee-Florida was like a top-10 matchup like it used to be. In the
Well, it's our fault. The game's lost its luster, and it's a normal week. I'm interested in Kentucky-South Carolina. If Kentucky goes to South Carolina and wins, they probably get ranked, right? Probably come in at 23-25. Can LSU get revenge against Mississippi State? That'll be fascinating.
If they'd
have killed Chattanooga, they might have been...
That's true. I think it's the brand with Kentucky. If Tennessee had the exact same schedule and had done what Kentucky done, they're probably ranked with the win over Missouri. I know they stubbed their toe against Chattanooga, but I think Kentucky might get ranked if they can win this game.
I mean,
I'd like South Carolina to win it. I think. It doesn't really matter to me, but
if Kentucky loses to South Carolina and then we lose to Kentucky, I would be feeling pretty bad at that point.
Yeah, but if Kentucky can't beat South Carolina, then you know that both those teams are beatable. It just lets you know that Kentucky's same old Kentucky. So at least you got that going for you.
Lets you know that they're more beatable than you probably initially expected them to be.
Sure. Now, if South Carolina were to dog walk Kentucky, I'd be head tilted trying to figure that one out. That'd be a head scratcher.
South Carolina's defense is okay.
Decent. Their offense is not very good.
The offense is really bad.
Offense is not very good, but Kentucky's defense hasn't been very good. So
we'll see what happens.
Slop versus slop.
Something's got to give.
Something has got to give.
Can't wait for Bucks Rams. It's gonna be exciting, Hickman.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that one.
And SoFi, it's gonna be good.
It's a cool stadium.
It's a beautiful stadium.
I mean, it was impressive last year when it was empty, but with people in it, it looks so much cooler.
Where the Super Bowl is at this year.
As it should be.
Yeah, Green Bay, San Francisco is a Sunday nighter. Monday nighter's Philly at Dallas.
That's Dallas.
And, of course, the Titans are hosting the Colts. You got Chargers at Chiefs. Sneaky good game. And
shootout.
Most of the others are pretty ho-hum, except Saints at Patriots is interesting with the way the Saints were week one to week two, and now you got the 1-1 Pats.
I got some breaking news.
As it pertains to?
The NFL. The NFL to play a wild card game on Monday.
Not this coming Monday.
Like the playoffs.
That seems a little unfair to the team that wins that game. But
short week.
Don't be a wild card.
Guess you're the wild card.
Just happy to be there at that
point. It's
going
to suck when it's one of those second-place wild-card teams that went
12-5
because the NFC East has a team at, I don't know, whatever it would be now, 10-7.
So two games on Saturday, three on Sunday, and one on Monday.
All right. Well, you know what time it is now, boys.
9:29.
Time to fire up the helmet music on the flip side.
Helmet music.
SEC Survivor time. Get your picks ready. Or your saves. It's that time of the day of the week. It's SCC. Survivor. Last week we had three punishments. It was rough. Davey, Adam, myself, all went down. This week, SEC slate's interesting. Mix them up back there, Adam. Don't let old Davey see them.
We got to let Survivor fade out so that I can then hit the music.
Okay.
Yeah, we got to give it a second here.
So, who outside of Vanderbilt's an automatic L?
Tennessee.
Yeah.
Wow. Just no confidence.
Don't give me the damn balls, gosh.
You got some coin flips. You got some bad coin flips. So, you know. Could be some sweating
Give
going on.
Give me the Tide.
Davey, hand in the box. He draws out.
I'm going to stick with this one. I got one in my hand.
Oh, no.
Alabama again.
Are you?
Yes.
How much did he pay you to put that on top, Adam?
My hand was deep down in there. All right. Alabama taking on Southern Miss. I feel pretty good.
Yeah, it's about as good as it gets.
Pretty good. All right, Hickman. You ready?
If you're new to the program, if your team loses, you get punished. There is an option to save yourself.
I can't hear you. What?
Adam's going to take the first one he touches, and it is...
Who you got? Georgia.
That's a...
Playing Vandy.
Nice job.
Good job, Hickman.
Wow.
Here, if you take that over there, sir. Good job. Congrats.
Nicely done.
Congrats on your victory.
Us, nicely done. Huh?
Yeah, we're hurting your all's chances.
I know. I know.
Man. I'm still full from yesterday, so this is good.
Here, I'll hold it for him.
I'm next. Chris is shaking the box, mixing it up.
So, Bama, dang, that's pretty good picks, man. Yeah. Pretty good job, fellas. Good.
Oof! No! Fumble on the play. What are you guys, Tennessee Volunteers?
I barely touched it.
You knocked them all on the ground.
Goodness gracious.
What is this, amateur hour?
I know.
Sheesh.
You're supposed to reach in and touch a helmet, you hung on the rim.
I barely touched it.
You hung on the rim.
You got one over there. It was LSU. I don't know.
Please do an under your chair sweep real quick.
Checking.
Any missing helmets?
Checking.
We're just going to have to count them all again afterwards.
Look, I know you were mad after last week. You don't have to slap the box onto the ground.
No one better be calling for a complete redraw. No,
I had it like this. You dunked on it.
I got short arms, all right? I'm sorry.
I'll hold it a little tighter.
You sure you got it?
I got it now.
All right.
There you go. There you go. Hodges hand box.
Is that A&M?
A&M. A&M.
They're the favorite.
They are the favorite.
Another toss-up.
Mm.
Are you thinking you should have dropped them in the playoff?
Don't you have a redraw?
I do have a redraw.
And?
No, you
can't redraw a favorite.
You can't redraw a 5.5-point favorite. You can't even redraw a slight underdog, really, because there's going to be a moment this year where I'm going to pull out some really terrible team, and that's when I've got to at least roll the dice again.
Mm. All right.
Because it's not like I can go back to A&M. We've established that. The redraw is you take who you get.
Right? You have to take the next one?
Chris, yeah. I will let you forego.
I mean, can you imagine me redrawing
and
pulling out
Vanderbilt?
You don't get to do that.
You try to do this all the time.
You can get options. That's how it works. I will let you forego your draw if you agree to take the Vols.
No. It's stupid.
I thought you were a Vol-eaver.
They're 20-something point underdogs. No, it just doesn't make sense.
Chris, hand, box.
Tennessee.
He draws.
Also A&M.
Oh,
Texas
A&M. Okay.
Good luck, buddy.
Well, that's something.
Well, dang it. You know, that Arkansas team's a little overrated, I think. That's what I get.
Can I redraw now?
Now that they're out of the box. I spent the entire last segment saying, you know what, that Arkansas team, they're gonna hand it to A&M. Now we are.
How we're on the road? No, it's
no,
neutral.
It's neutral. Okay. It's in the state of Texas. Right. It's in the state of Texas.
Has there ever been a week where all the picks were top 10 teams?
I doubt it.
And two of us are sweating.
You know what? I like Jimbo.
Yeah.
Big Jimbo guy.
Get it done. Yeah, another week to prepare with Calzada.
Just get it ready. Get ready there, Jimbo.
The Calzone, man.
No, brother. biggest blowout. Uncle Dave, who you got?
I initially was going to pick Alabama, but on the off chance it's not Alabama, I guess give me the Dogs of Georgia.
You got Hickman, biggest blowout.
Bama.
So, you know, Houston and I, we got to try and get this right. Is Saban going to pull the reins back on these guys? That's the big question.
Give them a little bit of a break after such a hard-fought performance in the swamp. Take it easy.
I know who I'm taking.
This is now 3 or 4 weeks I've drawn the tide. Feeling pretty good.
Not bad. Not bad at all. What do you think, Hodges? Who you got?
Give me Auburn.
I was going to take Auburn also.
Georgia State.
Yeah. All right.
Wait, so you, how about you guys just ride together on everything, okay?
We might end up doing that.
We might. Just
you know. Laugh now. It's entirely possible.
We going rusher now?
Leading rusher, yes.
Give me, I don't think he plays more than 2.5 quarters, but he'll probably bust some big runs. Give me Brian Robinson Jr.
Of Alabama. Indeed.
Has he rushed for over 100 yards yet this season?
I don't think so. Definitely didn't do it last week.
Yeah. Give me... Jeez Louise. I don't know.
Hardest one.
I know. It always is.
Should take Richardson.
Give me Chris Rodriguez.
Solid pick.
I'm going to... South Carolina's defense is pretty good, but their offense, they leave him out there. He gets a couple late big runs in a semi-close game. That's at least a good option.
This one, kind of tough. All right, it's going to be a weird pick, okay?
All right.
Jarquez Hunter.
Please inform the audience of who he plays for.
Backup running back, Auburn.
All right.
I think they'll get up early, rest tank, and then they're just going to run the ball, try to get out of there. But Hunter is pretty daggum good.
All right, Justin Hunter, he's locked in.
Fair enough. All right, Nate.
Leading passer.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I haven't given him a pick
sorry.
I also have Chris Rodriguez from Kentucky.
All right. Well, leading passer, I think I'm just going to pick this guy until he isn't anymore.
Yeah.
Will Rogers.
And last year, if you look at the game between LSU and Mississippi State, they happened to set the single-season passing record, or single-game passing record.
Which probably means LSU defense will play completely different, and even if Mississippi State wins, he probably won't be the leading passer, but I don't know. Going that route. Who you got, Houston?
Joe Milton.
I'm going to take Connor Bazelak.
All right. I didn't know enough about BC. I kind of thought about Beatty.
BC's actually been really good against the run, not so good against the pass. They haven't played anybody. They played Colgate, UMass, and Temple. Quarterbacks for the other teams have been much better than the running game. And I'm with you. I think LSU's defense will be a little bit more prepared. It'll probably be somebody else, but I feel like that's going to be a four-quarter game, so Bazelak will be in there slinging it around.
I am also going to take Will Rogers.
It's a safer pick.
I will also take Will Rogers.
I mean, I think Bo Nix is the other one you could roll with, but
I just don't know how long he's going to be in there. That's my only fear.
True.
Those big blowouts like that. I'd rather pick a, you know. Multi-level game here.
We'll give you our gambling picks. Final segment of the program. Back at you next. We'll make our Florida-Tennessee prediction.
You got our games, right?
Yeah.
It's ready to roll.
He normally sends us those the night before. I guess he's trying to get a leg up and not give us any.
Yesterday I just didn't get the computer out. I was too busy eating 50 wings.
Yeah, all day?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Final segment of the program. It's brought to you by the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Biggest game of week 3 in the NFL. Kind of debatable, but Monday night matchups, Philly and Dallas, big NFC East. 30-1 odds on either team to win if you sign up for FanDuel Sportsbook app. It's the number one sportsbook app in America. It's easy to use. They're getting you up with great offers. Make it happen. Use our promo code 3OUT when you sign up. That's 3OUT to let them know we sent you. We love it. You will as well. It's the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Must be 21 or older. Present Tennessee. New users only. $10 first deposit required. Must wager and designate offer market. Max bonus $150. Bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. Site credit expires in 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For a gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. Speaking of gambling picks, Davey, go!
To get us started, we're going for the only game we have that is not between SEC opponents, but we have Notre Dame playing Wisconsin. This is actually a neutral site game.
Soldier Field, right?
Yeah. And Wisconsin is a 6-point favorite. Notre Dame obviously started the season off highly ranked, and they've just looked meh with some very close comeback. Well, not comebacks, but just very close victories. Mm-hmm. Last week was a comeback. But I do think this one's interesting just because Notre Dame starting quarterback Jack Cohn played at Wisconsin. And while I think Notre Dame loses the game, I do think that they cover the 6. So give me the Fighting Irish.
Hickman.
Notre Dame.
Wisconsin. Notre Dame sucks. They're a pretender. Wisconsin, Penn State's
Wisconsin's good. Offense is not very good, but their defense is absolutely nasty, and Notre Dame's defense has not been good.
If Jack Cohn wasn't the quarterback, I would take Wisconsin, but he understands their system. He's a very intelligent player.
What does what does that have to do with Wisconsin's? Oh, he understands their defense?
Yes.
I'd say a lot of coaches in the conference understand their defense. It still doesn't matter.
I know, but he understands like the guys he's going up against.
I'll take Wisconsin.
All right, we'll see.
Yes, we will.
Next on the list, Hickman, you'll be up first, but LSU and Mississippi State. LSU's actually a 2.5-point favorite here.
Yeah, LSU. That game will get wild.
You're probably right.
Probably. Mississippi State is a lot better at home, though, so I'm going to ride with the Bulldogs.
Man. LSU favorite, you said 2.5?
Mm-hmm. So you think they win by field goal or more?
Their defense, they gave up 34 to La Tech. I think LSU will move the ball and score. And I just think they have so many athletes defense. I mean, UCLA beat LSU by running the football all over the place. They didn't really throw it around. I'll take LSU. Backs against the wall for Ed Ogeron.
I think Mississippi State, after getting jobbed by the refs on multiple occasions last week, they're going to come out fired up, and I think they'll ultimately win.
Okay.
Next on the list, got the one you guys are really concerned about, but Texas A&M and Arkansas. That game's at Jerry's World. A&M, a 4-point favorite.
Nate?
4? I saw 5.5 earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it's at?
It's dropping.
I actually think A&M's roster, top to bottom, is a lot better. The problem is the quarterback position.
Yeah, he's not good.
All about the quarterback position.
He's not good.
I got a sneaky feeling, though.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, give me Arkansas.
I was going to say, I'm hedging. I'm taking Arkansas,
laying
man.
The points.
I'm taking Arkansas to hedge.
It's back to 4.5 now. Do you want me to go to 4.5 or keep it at 4?
Whatever, that's fine.
Ain't changing anything for me. I'm taking Arkansas.
Just give us Arkansas.
I got a hedge. I'd like to double down and win, but boy, to lose both, you just shoot yourself in the foot and the face. So I'll take Arkansas.
I think it'll be a field goal game, so give me Arkansas.
Arkansas.
That's a lot of hype for Arkansas. We give them too much credit, too much hype.
I just wonder that, you know, Texas isn't that good and – And that,
well, that's the. I mean, they whooped Louisiana. I mean, whooped them.
Colorado didn't look good in a game against some other random team too. And I'm like, man, like A&M was. I mean, they were losing in that game.
They should have lost the game.
Yeah,
probably. Mm-hmm. All right, next up,
Kentucky at South Carolina. The Wildcats are a 4.5-point favorite. Houston, you're up first.
South Carolina just doesn't have an offense that I trust. Kentucky's a little enigmatic offensively. I don't think they're that good. Their defense also isn't good. You said 4.5?
Mm-hmm. I feel like that. I thought that line would be higher, but
who's starting this week? Doty?
Has to be. I mean, Zeb hurt his hand.
I'll take Kentucky. I think South Carolina's worse than Missouri. They beat Missouri by a touchdown. I realize it's at South Carolina, but I'll take the Wildcats in this one.
Yeah, I'm also going to take Kentucky. I just don't understand why they played so bad against Chattanooga last week.
Surely probably prepping for South Carolina.
Surely they bounce back and at least win by a touchdown.
So that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking a 31-24 type game.
I don't think it'll be that high. I think it'll be like a 24-17.
We'll see.
Kentucky.
Mm. Unanimous. We love the Wildcats around here.
I don't know. It is at South Carolina. I think they were saying this might be the first real crowd to Kentucky. Didn't they play at Missouri, though?
No.
That was at home?
They hosted.
So this is their first like road game, you know, all the way back from with crowd noise for a long time because of last year, wasn't it?
South Carolina fans going to be hyped up for this one and show up and show out?
I mean, the ones that will be there will be loud, but I don't know how many they'll
No offense to the low country.
All right. And our last game, Tennessee and their former rivals, the Florida Gators, are going to be taking on. Florida is an 18.5-point favorite.
This is the first home game theirs, with the exception of that FCS team, because they went on the road to ECU, on the road to Georgia, back. Freaking. So I don't know. Maybe they'll be.
Maybe fired up for the first big one. All right, Dave.
I need a score prediction here.
Yes.
Give me Florida 41-20.
41-20.
41-20. All right. Adam?
I like your 41, but I'm going 41-28.
Oh.
False coverage.
Okay.
I just don't think Tennessee's good enough in the trenches. They don't have the skill guys to overcome that, and I just think it's kind of a it's just kind of a gradual grind as Florida just pulls away. I think it's Florida 38, Tennessee 17.
So you got a cover?
Mm-hmm. I think Florida will cover.
Coward.
But I do think it could go like last year, too. I think it late. It could. Mullen seems to really.
Mm-hmm.
I think what happened last year is he wasn't big into the gambling stuff. He probably didn't pay much attention to it. Mm-hmm. And when Florida didn't cover here, I think maybe some big boosters, some fans kind of got in his ear like, hey,
all the Tennessee fans that bet on Florida?
Maybe they did. You know, maybe he saw it.
Because I just think this
he
number.
He was freaking out when they, against Florida Atlantic in the first game of the season. They were basically going hurry up late to try and score one more touchdown to cover.
Really?
I was watching it intently because I had Florida Atlantic and I won. But I think he's paying attention now. There was a whole article in The Athletic about a bunch of different coaches they had interviewed about, like, hey, how much do you pay attention to it now?
Mm. Anonymously?
I didn't read it. I don't know. Just a headline.
Good stuff there.
Bring the positivity.
I'm going to take Florida 37.
Okay.
Tennessee 24.
All right.
So a little cover. And you know what? If something goes crazy there and they
ball bounces the right way.
Maybe instead of a touchdown on one of those drives, it's a pick six. All of a sudden, it's 31-30.
There you go.
And the Vols win.
If you offered me 37-24, I think I'd take that right now.
Would you?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like this team had a chance to get absolutely blown out by Pitt, and they kept fighting back. They kept clawing. I think it'll probably take Florida a little bit to get going, a little hangover from last week. And I do think Tennessee has a chance in this game. It's just going to take some unconventional things for Tennessee to happen. Think about the last time we won in the Swamp was 2003. You had a Hail Mary right before the half, kind of broke their back. 2001, you had maybe the best team you've had at Tennessee ever, especially on the offensive side of the ball. That offense was kind of unbelievable, and the defense was good enough, especially with the interior. You just kind of need some crazy things to happen, like Travis Stevens going for, 238 and a touchdown or two. I heard Christopher Gabriel say this, like, it seems like Florida every year in this game has a player kind of emerge. It's like, where did he come from? And now all of a sudden he's like a household name. And he wanted to know if Tennessee could ever do that in this game. I don't know if this is the game that happens. I have my guess for if a Florida player does it, who it's going to be.
And it's
not Anthony Richardson. He's already a household name.
So
no, it's Whittemore.
Okay.
The receiver. I think he's a receiver or a tight end. If it's going to be anybody, I'm going to go with Whittemore.
Cedric Tillman.
If I had to pick one for Tennessee, it would be Tillman because he's always open.
Hooker starts and just keeps hitting Cedric Tillman.
Deep.
10 yards
deep.
At a time. Just moving
That's
the chains.
That's not really his game, but okay. I'd take it. Move the chains.
Hold
go
on to the ball.
Special teams.
Voluntary action tomorrow night after the game.
No penalties.
Axe House and Pigeon Forge for Talk Sports in the Drive coming up noon to 6. Have a great weekend, everyone. Keep it locked in for more Fan Run Radio.
Go Aggies.